This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the finger-licking, lip-smacking, cooking with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Today it's Brussels sprouts with crispy bacon, apple and rosemary.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
there's fancy.
Sounds nice.
Fancy.
Well,
Brussels sprouts and bacon.
Indeed.
Brussels sprouts and bacon is a sort of a classic now, but I'm sort of taking off a wee bit. This is a nice, good bacon. So the fats come out of it, cooked it, and that's the bacon. Nice, crispy bacon. So a small amount of good bacon is better than a load of stuff that's just all loud white stuff's going to come out.
Foam comes out of.
So we're using the actual fat to cook the
sprouts in.
The sprouts in. So I've already, what I did was quarter the sprouts.
Uh-huh.
And then blanch them, you know, boiling salted water for about a minute and then drain them. And that way you don't release that.
For about a minute?
Smell. About a minute.
Okay.
Drain them, then dry them off. So they're already done. And whenever I started cooking, and I remember, you know, when being at college, and we did have to sit with like nets of them and crisscross them. Why?
Yeah.
That was just the stupidest thing in the world.
What was that about? To get so that it would cook through or something?
I know, but how would it when you only crisscross the bottom?
Yeah.
You know, so quarter the thing and get them cooked properly.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, I'm still resentful of that time wasted. So a wee bit of onion in here, a wee bit of onion into the fat. And then we'll cook that down a wee bit, John. And then
so,
we'll get
the secret with sprouts is making sprouts not taste like sprouts, isn't it?
I don't understand what my... I don't like sprouts, and I love cabbage, I love kale, anything like that. Just something about sprouts just remind me of somebody, I think.
Right.
So I just don't like them. So anyway, that so to get that cooked, so cook that down. And then into that, now this is probably a wee bit naughty, but I'll just put a bit of butter in there too, John, just for the, you know, because at Christmas you want a wee bit of decadence, don't you?
A bit of comfort.
Yeah. A bit of comfort, yes. So in with the sprouts, and they're already sort of cooked, so you really just...
So this is then, just flavouring them more than anything
and then
else.
Rosemary.
Uh-huh, chopped up rosemary.
Yeah, rosemary. Well, it's flavouring to sort of take away the smell a bit. Back in with the... back in with the bacon again. And then the apple, just chopped up apple. That's a wee eating apple. I've done this with cooking apple, it works. And you want a wee bit of zing, really. And then just give that a nice wee toss around, just to warm that up.
Actually, that smells lovely.
It does smell nice.
It doesn't smell sprouty at all, sure.
It smells nice because we've disguised the smell of the sprouts and butter and bacon. And that's it. And a bit of onion. So, and really that. And you know, if you're doing sprouts on Christmas Day, you could have your sprouts at that stage where you've quartered them, have them drained off in the fridge, get your bacon cooked down and then put them all into the pan.
Right, that's a good idea. So
and then it's all done. I'd be a great believer in getting as much done and then just finishing it.
Yeah, and then just bucket in the pan on Christmas Day.
And that's it. And then you can, that's one ring in the stove and then you've got the We're allowed to talk about Christmas now, aren't we?
It's kind of, yes. It's not December yet.
Tomorrow.
What's
30th?
Well,
30th?
Well, that's all right, sure, isn't it?
Yeah.
So that's our first dish. Now, we were talking last week, and I think a lot of people now like red cabbage in Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
I love red cabbage. I think it's just beautiful at this time of year. And again, the key with red cabbage for me is not to cook it too much. So shred it as finely as you can.
Now I'm going to ask a really stupid question.
Nope.
The really stupid question. Is red cabbage red, or do you make it red?
No, it is just a big... No, it's purple,
is
actually.
Is that a silly question?
Purple, it's actually purple. It's a big purple cabbage.
I've never seen them, I don't think.
Have you not?
No.
Have you not? I should have brought in a whole one. It's a really deep, beautiful purple colour. Mm-hmm. There's it there, John, the colour of it.
Yeah.
So what I've done here is just a nice bit of oil and butter in the pan, onion again, very finely sliced red cabbage, and a grated beetroot.
Right.
So raw grated beetroot. Cook it all down, not that long. It won't take that long because the beetroot will cook very quickly. Then a bit of chicken stock. Ooh. Let that simmer. And then I finished it off with cream. A bit of cream. And then into the pan, and then breadcrumbs on the top, under the grill. And again, this can be made in advance, and then that goes into the oven, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'll let you try a couple of these here. So
oh, definitely.
Maybe a sprout here, a couple of sprouts. A
couple of sprouts, and then we'll...
And a wee bit of the cabbage, yeah.
Open a window.
It might take a wee bit. We've got half an hour for this to react, so we might be all right.
Is that how long? You've timed it.
I know.
Have you?
Somebody told me through the week, and this is a top tip, or last week, that if you want to counteract, you know, that flatulence, if you eat fresh coriander.
If he drops.
Seriously.
I haven't tried it yet, but I will for next week.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.